Welcome to another edition of Studying the Scriptures. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Baker, director of Berit Hadashah Ministries in Dallas, Texas. Today I will be talking with you on seven reasons from Scripture why the gospel must go to the Jewish people. Seven reasons from Scripture why the gospel must go to the Jewish people. One of the most famous Christian Jews said this about gospel missions to the Jews in Israel. He says this: "Inexplicably, especially in these end times, there are few missionaries who venture to Israel. Christians willingly travel to the remotest and most inhospitable parts of the earth, seeking those with whom they may share God's good news. But the one unique people in history to already believe in the Messiah and the Old Testament are regularly ignored and left without the gospel, the perfect completion of Judaism. They are not taught and explained what the gospel is and how it personally applies to them. The majority of missionaries who do end up traveling to Israel seek converts among the Arabs in God's land, which is indeed a noble thing and often a dangerous one. But within Christendom, there is a bias away from presenting the Jews with the message Jesus himself brought to them 2,000 years ago in order that they would end up telling the world." This author goes on to say, "This ongoing circumvention of God's chosen people by the church violates the latter part of Romans 1:16 and exists for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is anti-Semitism. As in the unbelieving world, anti-Semitism in Christendom is sadly not limited to the past 100 years, nor to the Americans alone. It has for centuries been weaved into the doctrines of such European mainline denominations as the Roman Catholic Church and many Protestant churches as well. This history of hate toward the Jewish people is a chief reason why modern Jews are generally not copacetic with Christianity. Indeed, they are taught to view Christ and Christians as the antithesis of being Jewish. This is an irony only the devil could cook up. Satan has always sought to drive a wedge between the chosen people and their saving grace, as well as those who would be their brothers in Messiah Jesus, Jewish and Gentile Christians. This is why we believers must be proactive in bringing the chosen people to the truth of their Savior's act of salvation." That was written by the late Dr. Zola Levitt, and it is the foreword of my book, Messengers of Messiah. And what he wrote in that foreword is tragically true today. I've been to several missions conferences, and in each of these conferences there were representatives, missionaries who went to all the nations of the earth. And invariably in these conferences, there was no messenger of the gospel sent to the Jewish people of Israel. I believe one of the reasons why is because of a latent anti-Semitism that has existed in the church for centuries. And beloved, these things ought not to be. Because the flower of the Christian faith sprung from rich Jewish soil. Christianity came from Israel. The events of the gospel occurred in Jerusalem, not Rome or Greece, but Israel and Jerusalem. And that is all there is to that. Israel is important to the church, beloved, because the church is going to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ in Israel from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Surely if you are going to live there for that length of time, you would want to get a sneak preview of the kingdom by going there. Going there and being a representative of the Messiah who came from the Jewish people. And that's what our ministry is all about. Do you realize that as a Bible-believing Christian, most of what you and I read in Scripture happened in the tiny land of Israel? And, I might add, most of what is yet to be fulfilled in Scripture will happen there as well. I've said, and I've been to Israel now going on 13 times, I've said that a trip to Israel is at least 10 years of Sunday school learning and 5 years of seminary training. The Bible that you and I believe in was written by Jews for Jews so that the Gentiles might come to know the God of Israel and the Jewish Messiah. You know, it's ironic when you hear anti-Messianic Jews calumniating people like us who want to share the love of the Jewish Messiah with them. And they think that we are doing it out of arrogance, deceit, or some other ulterior motive. No, like the Apostle Paul, we go to the Jewish people to return what they have given back to us. That is, the Messiah and the Gospel. And so I would like to share from you now 7 reasons from Scripture why the church should send ambassadors of Messiah to Israel to reacquaint the Jewish people with the Messiah. 7 reasons from Scripture why the Gospel must go to the Jewish people. First of all, let me say that this ministry, Berit Hadashah Ministries, is committed to proclaiming the Gospel to the Jewish people in Israel. I have been privileged to have conducted several Gospel outreaches in Israel. And from my experiences there, I have generally found the Jewish people to be open, appreciative, and interested in the good news of Jesus the Messiah. Several individuals there have accepted Him as their Lord and Savior and became fulfilled Jews born anew in the Messiah. Taking the Gospel to the Jews of Israel, beloved, is not an option or a choice for us. It is commanded by God in Scripture. In fact, the Bible provides 7 reasons why this is so. 7. The number 7 in Scripture is the number of divine completeness. God created and completed the universe in 7 days. Christ spoke 7 times from the cross when completing the work of redemption. 7 years are left of Daniel's 70 weeks to complete the present age with the return of Messiah to earth. And in this lesson, we will discover that God gives 7 reasons for preaching the Gospel to Israel. So let's look at them in closer detail. The first biblical reason why the Gospel must go to the Jewish people of Israel is Romans 1:16 plainly says the Gospel is to go to the Jew first. Let's go to Romans 1:16. Paul writes in that passage, "For I am not ashamed of the Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile." Notice that. The Gospel is to go to the Jew first, and then also to the Gentile. So there is rank and priority here when evangelizing. In Romans 1:16, we have the divine order of evangelism defined. The Gospel is to go to the Jew first. Why? Why must it go to them first? Well, let me just say that the answer is not because the Jewish people are somehow innately superior to the rest of the Gentile world, but because God chose their nation and people through whom the Messiah would come. He prepared the Jewish people for this through the covenants the Hebrew Scriptures with its many messianic prophecies, and the temple and its sacrifices. We find this divine order of evangelism confirmed a second time in the book of Romans. Romans 15, 8 and 9. Paul says there, "Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers." Notice that. Jesus Christ came to minister to the circumcision. That would be the Jewish people. To confirm what God had promised them through the covenants He made with their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and later on Moses and David. And notice verse 9. After that, Paul says, "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy." So first, Jesus came to His own people, the Jewish people, whom God had prepared beforehand. And then once that mission was accomplished, the Jewish people who accepted Yeshua HaMashiach, that's Hebrew for Jesus the Messiah, would then bring it to the Gentiles. So we learn here then that Jesus came to save the Jews as a Jew. Jesus came first to offer salvation and the messianic kingdom to Israel. He said as much during His ministry on earth. When He was sought by a Gentile, Jesus said in Matthew 15:24, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then when you go on and examine the missionary outreaches of the apostles, you will find that they followed the same divine order of evangelism that Jesus did. They went to the Jews first. Wherever the apostles went throughout the Roman Empire, they first visited the Jews of the diaspora, went into their synagogues, and proved from the Scriptures how that Yeshua was the Messiah. Paul and the apostles followed this divine order of evangelism. As we repeatedly see in the book of Acts, when they went to the Jews in the synagogues to preach the gospel, you and I must realize that salvation and the Messiah came directly from the Jewish people and no other. Jesus told the Samaritan woman in John 4:22, "Salvation is of the Jews." Get that. Salvation is of the Jews. Your salvation, fellow brother and sister in Christ, your salvation comes from the Jewish people. Romans 1:16 then instructs the church to follow the same order of evangelism. We are to do this and follow the example practiced by the Lord Jesus and the apostles. We are to witness to the Jews first as they did and commanded us to do. A second reason why the gospel must go to the Jewish people is that the Great Commission was given from Jerusalem and the preaching of the gospel began there. The holy city of Jerusalem is mentioned 811 times in Scripture. So, Jerusalem is very important to God, folks. In fact, God said that He chose this city as the eternal city where He would place His name there forever. 2 Chronicles 6:6. And we know from Bible prophecy that Yeshua, Jesus, will reign over the world from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Jerusalem is really the center of God's divine activity in the world. Jerusalem is front and center for God's plan and program of the ages. Ezekiel 5:5 says God has placed Jerusalem at the center of the earth. It was in Jerusalem our Lord died for the sins of the world and raised again. And He will return there to establish His earthly reign over all the earth. In Acts 1:8, Christ commanded the disciples to take the gospel to the whole world, starting in Jerusalem. Jerusalem has been the Jewish capital for 3,000 years. It is not only logical, but also, I think, strategically smart that if one preaches the gospel to the Jews, you should go to the place they hold highest above else on earth, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city of peace. A third reason why the gospel must go to the Jewish people of Israel is so prophecy can be fulfilled and thereby hasten the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that there is an obscure and often ignored prophecy found in Matthew 10:23? Jesus said there, "But when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For assuredly, I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes." That's an amazing prophecy when you think about it, beloved. Jesus is saying that all the cities of Israel will not be completely evangelized until His return. Jesus predicted in this prophecy that the evangelization of the cities of Israel will not be complete before He returns. This prophecy will be fulfilled during the time of the tribulation period when Jewish Christians are persecuted for their gospel witness in Israel. But for nearly 2,000 years of the present church age, the gospel was not being preached to Jews in Israel, because they were scattered throughout the nations of the world since 70 AD. But all that changed in 1948 when Israel became a nation again and the Jewish people returned en masse to their ancient homeland. The Messianic movement in Israel is growing, and now for the first time since the days of Jesus and the apostles, evangelism and gospel preaching to the Jews is happening in the land again. The fact that this has started and will not be finished before the second coming must mean the Lord's return is very soon. Not only do we have a prophecy of this kind found in the New Testament, but also one of similar fashion in the Old Testament. It is in Isaiah 62, verses 10 through 12. Isaiah 62:10-12 is an amazing prophecy that says God will send Gentile believers to Jerusalem from the ends of the earth to proclaim to the Jewish inhabitants of Jerusalem that the Savior is coming to redeem and rescue them. Incidentally, the Hebrew word for salvation in Isaiah 62:11 is the same word for the name of Jesus in Hebrew, Yeshua or Yeshuach. Yeshua in Hebrew means the Lord is salvation. Jesus is the English transliteration of Yeshua. And remember what the angel said to the Virgin Mary. She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua. Actually, he said that to Joseph. So the name of Jesus in Matthew 1:21, we are told, means salvation. The Lord is salvation. Isaiah 62 closes with the prediction that these Gentile ambassadors of Christ will prepare the way for the return of Yeshua, the Savior, in much the same way John the Baptist prepared Israel for the Messiah's first coming, as predicted in Isaiah 40, verse 3. This interpretation is confirmed by the fact that Isaiah 63 opens with the second coming of the Messiah in glory, after His way has been prepared by His Gentile ambassadors prophesied in Isaiah chapter 62, who come to share the gospel of salvation to Israel and Jerusalem. That's exciting because the fact that this ministry and others are doing this very thing in Israel means prophecy is being fulfilled and Christ's coming is extremely close at hand. Praise the Lord. A fourth reason why the gospel must go to Israel is that preaching the gospel to Israel pays the debt we Gentile believers owe to the Jewish people. Paul said in Romans 15:27 that we are indebted to Israel because of the spiritual blessings they brought to the world. What were those blessings that came through the Jewish people? They were and are the Bible, the Messiah, and the Judeo-Christian ethic on which the whole of Western civilization and jurisprudence is built. The New Testament church is obligated out of love for Jesus to share the gospel with his own ethnic people, the Jewish people. What greater way to pay that spiritual debt of gratitude than to share with them the great riches of salvation given through the Messiah whom they gave to the nations of the world. A fifth reason why we must take the gospel of the Lord Jesus back to his homeland of Israel is so that we can prepare Jewish hearts for the future great tribulation period that is to fall upon the whole earth. Listen, the signs of the Lord's return are here to anybody who has eyes to see, and coupled with that, a basic understanding of Bible prophecy. Think about it. When you and I witness to an Israeli Jew, or a Jewish person for that matter, in this late hour, you could very well be planting gospel seed that will save him after the rapture and allow him to become part of the 144,000 Jewish evangelists mentioned in Revelation 7. God's word will not return void. Jews we witness to now who do not get saved can still have a chance after the rapture of the church when they remember what we told them about this event and the tribulation period to follow. Sixth, the gospel must go to the Jewish people of Israel is because the salvation of Israel is the heart cry of God and Jesus. The salvation of Israel is the heart cry of God and Jesus. Our Lord wept over the lost condition of Jerusalem, saying, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." The Lord Jesus wept with a broken heart when the Jewish nation of Israel rejected him at his first coming and repudiated his offer of the Messianic kingdom. He lamented over the fact that they, his own people, would reject him as their Lord and Savior. And John says it in his gospel in the first chapter when he says, "He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him." The Lord Jesus laments over the lost condition of the house of Israel. He laments because when a person, whether Jew or Gentile, rejects him as Lord and Savior, they do so at their own eternal loss and ruin. The Spirit of Christ spoke through the Apostle Paul in Romans 10:1 when he expressed that his ardent desire and prayer to God was that Israel might be saved. Jesus' heart still weeps over the lost condition of Israel today, but he has purchased their salvation for them through his death on the cross. All they have to do, like anyone else, is simply believe and receive Yeshua as their Messiah to be saved. And you and I, as the New Testament church, must in humbleness, humility, with love and understanding, patiently give them that opportunity by sharing the gospel with them. If we don't, they will remain lost without their true Messiah. The seventh and final reason from Scripture why we must take the gospel to the chosen people of Israel is because God commands it. Preaching the gospel to the Jews of Jerusalem, Israel, and the world is not an option for Bible-believing Christians. It simply isn't. It is commanded by God in Isaiah 40, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 40, verses 9 and 10. There we read, O Zion, or O Zion in English, Zion is another name for the city of Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, that's the gospel, get up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, you who will bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him. Notice here the imperatives in the Hebrew. We are to lift up our voice. We are to do so with strength. We are to do so boldly without fear. Where are we to do this? Where are we to proclaim good tidings here in Isaiah 40 verses 9 and 10? We are to proclaim it to the Jewish people in Zion, in Jerusalem. It is commanded by God. And so we are not only to bring the good tidings of salvation in Yeshua the Messiah to Israel, but we are to do it with boldness and strength. And so these are the mandates from Scripture why the church should be involved and perennially engaged in Jewish evangelism. And you can help us carry out this end-time gospel outreach to the Jewish people. You can help send us to go to the Holy Land and proclaim that the signs are being fulfilled, that Messiah's return to His ancient and ethnic people is near at hand. Well, my time is about up, and I want to thank you for joining me today on studying the Scriptures. If you would like to study more about seven reasons from Scripture why the gospel must go to the Jewish people, I have written a book called Messengers of Messiah, and you can get that through our ministry for $15. To contact us, you can call us at 866-910-0444 or reach us on the website at www.searchthescripturesonline.org. And so, bless Israel, bless a Jewish person by witnessing and sharing the greatest love God has to offer. That is the love of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Shalom Aleichem Yeshua HaMashiach. May the peace of Jesus the Messiah be with you. Until next time, God bless.